Good morning. Well, I walked a lot further than I thought. I was trying to find Pandora to shut it off and couldn't find it. Anyway, it's 11:50 a.m. on Wednesday, March the 25th, 2020. It's a beautiful morning. It is. It's like, it's 66 degrees. It's almost 70 degrees. The sun is really hot, and I wisely left my sweatshirt back in the garage, because I figured we wouldn't be cold this morning. I was right. So yeah, I made my word yesterday. I got the post up. I made a big pot of chicken soup last night. I suspect that's going to be dinner again tonight. I should do something like maybe make some cornbread or something. Go with it. Okay, there's a truck parked here. It's got flashing lights and traffic cones around it. Exactly sure what it's doing. I don't see any people. They're probably around the back. City is pretty grayly water and sewer. Oh yeah. Gotta cover off. Exactly sure what they're doing down there, but okay. It's a little crane with a wire hoist, wires down the hole, so close enough, I guess. I'm working hard here. I'm trying my best to push through and keep the steps per minute up and keep the blood pumping here. I'm 200, well, under 200. I've got 1,800 words or so. It's probably more like 500 words short for the morning. It was a late morning. I was up late reading last night. I went to bed around 10:15, which is my normal bedtime, and thought, well, I'll just read for a few minutes. And then my wife came to bed, and I thought, well, it must be pretty late, because she's usually up until at least midnight, sometimes 1 o'clock. But, and I was only like 11, so I thought, well, I'll just read one more chapter, and then I'll turn off the light. The next thing I know, she's turning off her light and putting up her book, her notepad, her not notepad, iPad, that's what it is, and saying, yeah, I'm gonna call it. And I realized it's like 11:45. So I was reading a Christa D. Ball story, and just got totally sucked in, completely lost track of time. I was warm, I was comfy, had a good book, and shut the light off and of course fell asleep almost instantly. But yeah, Christa D. Ball, First Wrong Impressions. It's apparently a modern retelling of Pride and Prejudice, complete with Elizabeth Barrett and Mr. Darcy, and it's set in the Great White North up there, Edmonton, Alberta, Edmonton, Calgary, the occasional side trip to Vancouver. So yeah, Alberta and Vancouver. British Columbia. Anyway, it's such a fun read. I think I'm about 3/4 of the way through. So I actually slept in a little bit this morning. It was almost 7 o'clock before I crawled out of bed, which is like hours late for me. But I feel pretty good. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow to look at my neck. Ultrasound people are looking at my thyroid, but I think there might be something in one of the lobes, but they're not real sure. It hasn't changed since they did the last one, so there's no immediate threat. Some people know what that means. So I was up late reading. I was enjoying the reading. The bottom line is, I'm going to enjoy whatever I can enjoy and still keep writing, still keep producing. I'm at a point in Cape Gray, so Troy Harbor, where I think I might have, I've come to what I would have normally expected to be the end, but I believe it's just the midpoint in Otto's arc, because I really don't want to write another Shaman's Tales, which means I can't leave Otto where he is at the moment. No spoilers. So I need to get him to his next milestone. I need to get him to his next place where everybody can see that he is alive and well and recovering and will continue to a satisfactory old age without actually going through the next 70 years of his life. So there's that. But I like the story. I like what it's saying. I like what Otto is doing. I like how it's working. There's a couple of places that I've marked that have to be chopped out that are sort of 200 words of a false trail. And I had to back up to rebuild them. But because of the way For the Words deals with those, I left them very much like I would with NaNoWriMo. I just marked them and set them aside and continued going. So the words that I wrote are still the words that I wrote. I get credit for those words, even though I'm not going to keep them in second draft. Second draft doesn't matter. Second draft can be, should be, probably should be smaller. So taking them out in second draft is no penalty to me. Which, on the one hand, sounds kind of silly. On the other hand, makes perfect sense when you consider that my goal for the day is 2,000 new words. It's not that I'm going to have 2,000 new words I'm going to keep. It's just that I have 2,000 new words that I move the story along, 2,000 words at a time, one step after another. Get ready to say it with me. Monk post. So the challenge is to figure out as soon as I can when things go sideways. That was somebody dropping something in the garage. Walking in front of me here. I'll have to make sure I give them plenty of space. I'm gonna overtake this lady before too long. She's walking away from me, but she's only walking at about two-thirds my pace. So practicing mindfulness, or trying to practice mindfulness. Now, it's part of the meditation. Part of the meditation model where you pay attention to now and you don't worry about what happens then, or what happens next. It's just what happens now. Warning. So I'm trying to focus on now. I'm trying to spend whatever brain power I have on what's going on right now. That's not my normal mailman. Mail truck just drove by and I waved to him. It's not my normal mail person. On the other side of the street. So the doctor's office called. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon to check on my neck. And they called to tell me, yes, we're seeing patients, and here's what we want you to do. There were three things. One was to go online and do the e-check-in, and then not stop at the registration desk, just go straight up. Saw that group of people walking back the other way. Two women, a kid. The kid was having some sort of issue. One of the women was having a rather, what looked like a heated conversation with him. I couldn't hear him, they were too far away, but I'm not exactly sure what they were having a yammer about. So I'll go see the doctor. I did the check-in. Took my temperature this morning. I don't have a temperature. I got yogurt. yogurt fermenting. I don't know what you call it. It's cooking. That's in the Instapot. Doing its thing. I got that going early this morning. I got a nice note from the home delivery dairy and asking people to go online to set their orders up so that the drivers have the stuff that people want and aren't getting surprised by the piece of paper that's waiting for them in the box. So I went and made sure that I had an account and I knew how to do it and set up the next 3 weeks worth of deliveries. So there'll be they'll have the stuff I want on the truck. I got another sleeve of bagels, which is good. And I got another dozen eggs, which is good. So I've got eggs and cheese and bagels and bread, and a lot of people are starting sourdough starters. I think I'll have to try that. I looked it up, but apparently you can do it with whole wheat bread, whole wheat flour. The question is whether or not I'll be able to get more whole wheat flour. I've only got 5 pounds. And I need about a pound and a quarter of it to make the starter. I need a 2-quart jar, I need a 1/2-gallon jar. Last time I made it in a big bowl. I years and years ago, I made a white bread starter, sourdough starter. And I really liked the sourdough, the homemade bread. I really liked it. The rest of the family wasn't too thrilled about it. But, I don't know, we'll see. I need to figure out how to make sourdough in my bread machine, because that would be ideal if I could put the starter and the flour and whatever else I want in the bread, put it in the bread machine, have the bread machine take care of it. That would be fantastic. I'll have to look. There's probably a recipe for it in the book. Okay. So here I am at the back gate, and I didn't cough once. I was a little concerned when I stepped out of the house because it felt like I'd suddenly swallowed a bug. And maybe I suddenly swallowed a bug. But I haven't coughed in the last half hour, 40 minutes. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.